Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha holding discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. Legislation to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Government says bill aims to make Waqf boards inclusive, having representations of different Muslim sects and women. Opposition terms it misleading. Parliament passes bill to modernize immigration laws and regulate entry and stay of foreigners in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka tomorrow to attend BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. U.S. President Donald Trump set to announce reciprocal tariffs on several countries tonight. And Indian pugilist Jaddu Mani Singh advances to men's semi-final of World Boxing Cup in Brazil. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by a joint parliamentary committee. The legislation seeks to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Moving the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the consultation process of the joint parliamentary committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. The minister said the legislation is not intended to confiscate anyone's property.
ये कानून प्रोस्पेक्टिव है, रेट्रोस्पेक्टिव नहीं है. ये किसी का जमीन छीनने का कानून नहीं है. ये किसी का राइट, किसी का हनन करके उसका प्रॉपर्टी को हड़पने का नहीं है. राज्य सरकारों को अधिकार दिया गया है कि जो ऑलरेडी रजिस्टर्ड है उसका तो कोई डिस्प्यूट नहीं है, लेकिन जो डिस्प्यूटेड है, जो कोर्ट में पेंडिंग है, उसको हम यहाँ कानून बना के कैसे हटा सकते हैं.
The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects and women. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. He said, in the present act, some provisions were misused to declare any land as Waqf property in the country. The union minister questioned that when India has the highest Waqf properties in the world, then why Indian Muslims are still poor? The Minority Affairs Minister also moved the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024. Earlier initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the bill on this. Accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the constitution, defame minorities and divide the Indian society. Taking part in the debate, Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. He said it is time to amend the Waqf as this has become a base of atrocity and corruption. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hit the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A. Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority.
The Waqf bill introduced by the parliament against minority rights, against religious freedom, unconstitutional, contrary to the purpose of Waqf, inconsistent judicial findings, unnecessary and confusing.
Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi gair-Islamic sadasya aayega hi nahi. Ye spashtata samajh lijiye. Na mutawalli gair-Islamic hoga. ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामी होगा. जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं. मान लो
Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. He said this misconception is being spread to instill fear among minorities for their vote bank and to appease specific voter demographics. Mr. Shah said this bill would not have been if the then Congress government had not amended the bill in 2013. He said ahead of the 2014 polls for appeasement, they gave away the prime lands of Luthians Delhi as Waqf properties. We have now been joined live by our correspondent Divakar. Divakar, what updates do you have from the parliament?
Anuja, as we are reporting, the House is still holding discussion, and so far the House has already held deliberations for more than 9 hours from 12 noon onwards, in which prominent leaders from both government and opposition sides have spoken. Government has categorically said that this bill is not intended to interfere in the religious practice of Muslim community. Rather, it is to bring transparency and proper management of Waqf properties. However, opposition leaders accuse the government of targeting one particular minority group. In all these, the House has held a detailed and important deliberations on this important legislation so far. Some members are yet to speak, and after the end of discussion, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will reply, in which he will answer the questions raised by the leaders on the bill. And after that, the House will take up clause-by-clause consideration of the bill. Since most of the opposition members' parties are opposing this legislation, it is expected that they may press for division on different amendments moved by them. And in this situation, the House will go for voting on amendments. However, since NDA allies are united and they have enough number in the House and they have extended support to this landmark legislation, it will be an easy sale for the government to pass the Waqf Amendment Bill in the Lok Sabha. Anuja.
Yeah, thank you, Divakar, for all these updates. Another correspondent throws some more light on the importance of the bill.
Waqf plays a crucial role in serving religious, charitable and social welfare needs, especially for the underprivileged. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities while ensuring that stakeholders' rights are protected. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill aims at making the Waqf board more inclusive, having representation from different Muslim sects for better Waqf governance and decision-making. With Dipendra Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. Talking to Akashwani News convener of Pasmanda Muslim Samaj in Bihar, Dr. Firoz Mansuri said the bill is the start of a new era for them. Former director of Haryana Urdu Academy in Panchkula and literata Shams Tabrezi has also supported this bill.
ये एक बहुत बड़ा कदम है, एक बहुत बड़ा काम भी है. پورے ہندوستان میں تیسرے نمبر پر وقف جائیدادیں ہیں. وقف کا ناجائز استعمال ہو رہا ہے تو ایسی صورت تو بہتر ہی ہے کہ گورنمنٹ اس پر کارروائی کر لے اور جو مناسب طریقہ ہے جو پوری قوم کے لیے اور جس میں ہندوستان کے ہی عوام شامل ہیں ان کے فائدے کے لیے یہ کام ہو تو میں سمجھتا ہوں کوئی بہت بری بات نہیں ہے.
The Parliament has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The legislation seeks to regulate immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill in the House, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said the legislation will help upkeep and manage all the updated records of the foreigners visiting India.
Aaj hamare desh mein lagbhag 1 crore 72 lakh NRI hai. Itna bada diaspora aur kisi desh ka nahi. Un sab ke sucharu roop se aane jaane, main to videshiyon ki baat kya apne diaspora ke aane jaane ki baat kar raha hu. Unke
please sit down.
Sucharu roop se aane jaane aur unki sari chintaon ke nirakaran ke liye यह बिल मोदी सरकार लेकर आई है.
During the minister's reply, opposition members including Congress and TMC staged a walkout. After completing the business, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka tomorrow morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC, Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral, Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit, being hosted by Thailand. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pen Thong Tan Shinawat, at Bangkok tomorrow. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. We have a report.
India and Thailand have historically warm bilateral relations, shared civilizational, cultural and religious bonds. Thailand is India's maritime neighbor, a valuable partner in the Act East policy and vision for the Indo-Pacific, and a highly valued partner in BIMSTEC. Bilateral trade is almost $15 billion, with India's exports to Thailand at around $5 billion and imports from Thailand at around $10 billion. India's focus on BIMSTEC is on institution and capacity building, strengthening security and increasing connectivity. A number of agreements and declarations are likely to be concluded at the summit. Prime Minister's visit will present an opportunity to build on the positive momentum in bilateral ties since his last visit in 2019. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
From Thailand, Mr. Modi will travel to Sri Lanka on Friday on a three-day state visit at the invitation of the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake. The United States has accused China of putting the region's security at risk after it conducted military drills targeting Taiwan on the second day with a rehearsal blockade and attack. The U.S. State Department said it remained committed to Taiwan and other allies and partners in the face of China's intimidation tactics and destabilizing behavior. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce tariffs on several nations tonight that impose duties on American goods. The tariff announcement will reveal which countries and sectors the Trump administration will target as it tries to reduce a $1.2 trillion global goods trade deficit. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said reciprocal tariffs will take effect immediately after the announcement by President Trump, while a 25% tariff on auto imports will take effect tomorrow.
April 2nd, 2025 will go down as one of the most important days in modern American history. The lack of reciprocity contributes to our large and persistent annual trade deficit that's gutted our industries and hollowed out key workforces. American workers and businesses will be put first. The president's historic action will improve American competitiveness in every area of industry, reduce our massive trade deficits, and ultimately protect our economic and national security.
Earlier, speaking to reporters, President Trump termed it a liberation day for the U.S. in terms of imports and exports. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.7% amid mixed global cues ahead of the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff announcement. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 593 points to close at 76,617. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 165 for 7 in 19.4 overs against Gujarat Titans at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium when reports last came in. Indian boxer Jaddu Mani Singh has advanced into the semi-finals of men's 50kg category at the World Boxing Cup at Foz do Iguaçu in Brazil. The 20-year-old reigning national champion registered a narrow win over English boxer Ellis Trowbridge in 3-2 split decision in his quarter-final bout. Jaddu Mani will face former Asian under-22 champion Alsilbek Jalilov of Uzbekistan in the last four. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha holding discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. Legislation to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Government says bill aims to make Waqf boards inclusive, having representations of different Muslim sects and women. Opposition terms it misleading. Parliament passes bill to modernise immigration laws and regulate entry and stay of foreigners in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka tomorrow to attend BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. U.S. President Donald Trump set to announce reciprocal tariffs on several countries tonight. And Indian pugilist Jadumani Singh advances to men's semi-final of World's Boxing Cup in Brazil. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.